Prodexpo 2016, one of the major events of Moscow's Expo Center and the most important exhibition of food industry in Russia and Eastern Europe, has just kicked off. For world's leading manufacturers, it gives insight into key trends of the food industry, thus enabling food-related companies to take right decisions. Iran is one of the countries actively trying to enter Russia's food market.
Thanks to current situation because of lifting the sanctions, so it is creating another era for collaboration between Russia and Iran. And of course, according to the agreement between both government for receiving the rubles and accepting rial, this is another big advantage.
По многим направлениям рынка это будет касаться.
2 years ago, we could not solve the main issue, the problem of financial settlements, because Iranian banks were blocked. Today, when restrictions have been lifted, there are no serious obstacles anymore. I think their prospects are very good. In addition to the mutual desire of our countries, nothing should prevent us to work together.
But the reorientation of the Russian food market away from European producers has significantly affected exhibitions over the past 2 years. Less Western European stands are visible here as Russia is finally looking towards the support of domestic companies as well as those from Asia and Latin America.
Moscow's winter trade show is highly appreciated by business representatives who travel from all over the world to display their food products, beverages and raw materials. This year, visitors and specialists could see manufacturers from Fiji, Nepal, Tunisia and even Syria. They participated for the first time. Prodexpo is a significant event not only within the country, but for those who plan to continue building their business with Russia. Marina Kartunova, Press TV, Moscow.